This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is Tom Chenault, and it's the Network Marketing Leadership Show, and I've got my little buddy Adrian here today, because we are dealing with a man with intense intellect, and we could not have me doing it by myself. Could have me for lunch. Where do you meet a man in your life? 6 foot six, solid rock. This guy, I know when you see him, you're going to think football player, but he was a lacrosse player, which is always just shocking to me, until you see him on screen, because he's also wearing a, what's he call that, peach?
Salmon.
Sure.
Salmon.
So it's got to take a lot of self-confidence to be 6 foot six and wear a salmon shirt and be a lacrosse player. So with that, I say to you, hello, David Rutz. How are you?
Well, hello, Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault. I'm doing fabulous. I appreciate the kind words about my dazzling salmon.
Well, yeah.
Tommy Bahama shirts, yes.
I've always been a man of a great, great, great style. And one of my role models and one of my mentors, ever since I met you the very first time in Detroit, Michigan, and I was absolutely infatuated with everything about you. I've never met a guy with more power, with more, you know, you just have it all. And I wanted you on this show for a very, very long time. I'm finally happy after many invitations. You finally took me up on it. And it's great. Don't you love him?
I absolutely love him. And, yeah, this is really, really exciting. Somebody who just brings the rain all the time. So, David, good to have you on today, buddy.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be here. It really is. I love your show. I love what you do for the industry. And it's an honor to be invited. And I don't think I've turned you down once.
Maybe I lied about that. But that's called the Tom Tall Tale. I always, for the record, everyone needs to know, I always reinvent history to make myself the hero. So to know that, we'll let you know that more stories I tell you have a modicum of truth, but not much. But going back to David Rutz, David, you were a big corporate America guy, big background, University of Michigan, business school. I mean, you have been absolutely the guy that should have never been in network marketing. How on earth did you end up in this crazy business of ours?
First of all, I love this industry. And when I was in the corporate world, I always wanted to be a business owner, like probably a lot of people that are in our industry. Always wanted to be a business owner. And tried little businesses as a middle schooler, you know, whether it was shoveling snow or cutting lawns or shelling oil at the gas station, just coming up with something to try to be a business owner and test those waters. Never really feeling comfortable, but always wanting to do it. But after college, you know, I decided I wanted to go to business school after watching Wall Street, you know, and I thought, oh, I wanted to be a businessman. And so I went to business school, didn't do well in high school. So in high school, I won't say I barely graduated, but I was not a Michigan candidate, let's just say. And I kind of screwed around my senior year in high school and had a lot of fun sailing and doing those type of things. So I had to buckle down in junior college and do very well in junior college to transfer into Michigan. So when I graduated business school, I was fortunate. I had some job offers and I took some, and I was on that company ladder, and I was excited to be on it. But after being on it a little while, I was with a company called Arthur Anderson, now called Accenture, Anderson Consulting then. I was a business consultant. And after being with them for a little while, I realized I wasn't real happy. And General Motors had given me an offer as well out of college, and I'd worked with them through my college years. So I ran into my boss one day. He said, come on back. I go back to General Motors because I thought it was the company. And I realized shortly after being at General Motors, I just do not love this thing called corporate America. I felt too confined. The cubicle wasn't just a physical place I sat. It was a mental place I sat in. Wow. And like many people in the industry, we had this desire to get out. So I started picking up newspapers and started looking through newspapers. I've never one time in 30 years now that I've been in network marketing full time, well, since 1991, 29 years, I've never been recruited. And it was me calling a newspaper ad that got me into this industry, and I fell in love with it. And fortunately, I was in some great training systems that taught me what to do. I didn't have to guess, and it was successful. I built a pretty good team, great leaders in the team because of the system. It gave me the option. And when I had the option, a cubicle in my mind called corporate America was easily erased, and I resigned and left into the network marketing world. That was in 1991.
So that's about the same story as you.
Pretty darn similar. Yeah, and it really is remarkable. I stuck it out a little bit longer. I think I tried harder to convince myself that that was what I really wanted out of my life. And you get on the other side of it and you taste the freedom that comes with controlling your own destiny, even before you really see the fruits of it. And I have said many a time, this better work because I could never go back. So I have to, you know, this has to be successful because there's just something remarkable about the freedom in here that comes from knowing that you're the master of your destiny. And doesn't mean that it's not a ton of work. It's probably more work. Doesn't mean that it's not really hard. It's probably harder, but it's so much better and more rewarding, don't you think?
Amen. Yeah, no doubt.
I'm going somewhere with this. So both of you guys were on the trajectory up the ladder, and neither one of you were a couple of losers that fell off the ladder and you had to land somewhere like I did. You know, I fell off the ladder or the wagon, whichever one you want to call it. But I fell, and I'm laying down there in the gutter, and I had no place to go. I had to climb up that ladder over here because the ladder over there was no longer an option. But that isn't you two guys. But as we're in this COVID position right now, with all these guys that have absolutely been entire life on their education, on their resume, on their job, on their title at the company, all of it's now ripped out, and we're all standing, so to speak, naked in our houses, trying to figure out what the hell we're going to do next. And most of them are still looking at this profession like it's a terrible idea. And I'm counting on you two guys to tell these people that you got to suspend your cynicism, resignation, and probably your despair, and look at this profession for what it is. And that's why I wanted you two very bright, accomplished guys to talk about it, because this isn't for the beat up. This is for the fed up. Take it away.
Well, I would just say this, and Tom, thank you for the kind words of Ken. And I know Adrian is both feet are in, as both feet are in for me, and I know obviously you as well, Tom. Anyone watching this, if you're on that fence, you know, when you think about it, I go back to one of your guests, Tom, Robert Kiyosaki, the great Cash Flow Quadrants, and he's got another book called The Business School. And if you just flip through that, you see the cash flow quadrants and business owner or person, employee and self-employed and investor and all that. Great thing. If you don't know that, any listeners, get that book, Cash Flow Quadrants, and read it. It's fabulous, or watch Tom's interview with him. But one of the things that we took from that, and I was already following it before I read the book because I had, like I said, I had great mentors in this industry. Some of the greatest mentors for business success are in the network marketing industry. You don't make it to the top of a pay plan without learning how to lead a team effectively. And you can get to the top of the corporate world with politics, but you can't get to the top of the network marketing world with politics. You have to earn your way there. Your computer does your promotion. So a lot of great leaders in our industry. And I had some, but one of the things they said way back then was quit focusing on your income and start focusing on creating an income producing asset that you can have in case something happens to you, in case something happens to the company, in case something happens to your ability to work. And so I think that the greatest thing about network marketing, it allows us, there's no better way that I'm aware of for someone who doesn't have millions to invest in real estate, for millions to buy a business, they can create an asset that's making them money every month. There's no better way than network marketing. And that's what I believed in when I was at General Motors. So I had friends, most of my friends said, that's ridiculous, David. You're getting in a pyramid thing. They're all immature 25-year-olds. They didn't know what they were talking about. Nothing wrong with being 25, but they didn't know our industry. They called it a pyramid this or you're getting into direct sales. You're a finance guy and you're getting into this or that. And they didn't come along for the ride, but I believed in that income producing asset thing. It made sense to me that we're not getting someone into something. We're distributing products. It made sense to me that McDonald's distributes products, but their ultimate product is a business opportunity that they're selling to business owners. And I said, I'm the same thing. It doesn't matter if I'm marketing a nutrition supplement, a service, a water filter, or if I'm marketing a hamburger. We're doing the same thing. We're building distribution outlets. And as soon as my mind switched, Tom, Adrian, to business ownership, building an income producing asset in massive distribution, I wasn't worried about my rank name. I wasn't worried about my volume in my organization this month. It was, how can I build a distribution network nationwide, and how do I expand and fortify my team to do that? And then all the naysayers were quieter than the nitty-gritty reasons why I wanted to. As long as those nitty-gritty reasons why I wanted to were higher than the naysayers, then I would keep it, I'd stick it out. Most people, unfortunately, the balance is down here. The naysayers' voices are much larger than the nitty-gritty reasons why they should.
So one thing that network marketing people do, and the guy just said earlier that we talked to, MLM breath, you know, where we're trained to throw up on everybody that we meet. And then guys like you coming from corporate America with business degrees and things like that, you want no part of being that kind of person. And
right.
What I love about you guys is that you're network marketing professionals, and you're taking those skill sets that you learn in the world, and you're saying, okay, here is a product delivery system that is massively efficient, done right. And what I love about what you're doing, David, with the services and the things that you're bringing out into the world, are you're taking basically the cubicle out of the cubicle, and you're letting people have that same upside with some fun. And inside of that, they're still doing the same thing that they learned in business school. They're just working for themselves instead of somebody that's got a different agenda than they do. And so what I want you to get across to people is it's time for them to take their destiny into their own hands and jump in the foxhole with you.
Absolutely. You know, obviously there's a comfort level that you need to have to believe in what you're doing. Right. As Jim Rohn said, find something good to say, say it well, and say it often. And finding something good to say is find a company that you believe in the product so much that you feel people need to have them, not just because of the money you make, but because of the benefit they're going to have on that product or that service. Get that passion. So when we say find something good to say, it goes beyond just know what to say, know how to say it, learn the scripts. It's not what Jim Rohn meant, and that's not what I mean or anyone else who does this for a living. What they mean is find something you can believe in. Share what you believe in, and you'll attract those who believe what you believe. And it doesn't have to be this company or that company. It's the company you believe in. It's the company you want to get customers for. If you don't have a product or a service that you don't mind getting 100 customers for, then you're not in the right company. If you don't believe enough in getting 100 customers, then you're not in the right company. Because you don't believe in the product enough to then lead your team well, to be the example of it. We are in the business of marketing products and services first, and building a team who does it second. And if we can build a team of customer base as an example, we're going to attract those who do the same. It's a heck of a lot easier to retain a nice paycheck on a group of customer gatherers than it is on a bunch of distributor buyers.
All right, let's take a break. This is the Genesis Communication Network. Thank you, Ted Anderson. I love you for keeping us on the air all these years. We're coming back right after this.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And we're back. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show. It's Tom Chenault. It's Marianne Niehaus. It's Adrian Chenault. And we're with the great David Rutz. I'm telling you, people, if you don't know who he is, go find him on Facebook. His wife is a professional Christian comedian, if anything like that even exists in the world. And he is beautiful. She is funny. She is smart. And she's so doggone funny that you forget the depth of her message, which is so big and so spiritual that you cannot believe it. Have you ever watched her?
I haven't.
And they've got not only that. I can't believe I didn't. Sorry, I didn't share it with David. Sorry, Marla. But the fact of the matter is that David built a comedy club in his basement for his wife because he loves her that much. And you know what? I just respect the heck out of that. And so he's got like 40 kids. He's got kids working with him. I mean, the guy is unbelievable, especially for a man. And you know who also wears salmon a lot? Brooke.
That's true.
So weird. Who wears salmon? It makes your face blend in. Okay, go ahead, David.
Well, thank you. By the way, that comedy club in the basement, my wife built that. She was inspired by it. I didn't do anything to it except paint some molding. So I give her all the credit. But thanks for the kind words about her. And Brooke, if you're watching, salmon on. I love it.
Yeah, what he does, what Brooke does every week is he listens. In fact, I tried to do it to him last week, and I ended up getting an autoresponder because he finally had a really cool guest. And so as soon as I saw the guest was up, he announced he was going to have the guest. So I wrote the guest a note and said, hey, you should come on my show, because I was trying to get the guy on my show faster than Brooke had him on his, just to piss him off, but it didn't work out. And the guy sent me an autoresponder and said, welcome to the list of people wanting to interview me. I don't think you make the cut. Why don't you get some more listeners or something like that? So I totally got Brooked again twice. But I'm telling you one thing right now that's okay with me, because I love Brooke. I love David Rutz. I love this profession. It is absolutely no scarcity. Everybody wins. But I want to go back to network marketing and why you're doing what you're doing, David, because you're really creating an unbelievable space for professionals to jump in where they can feel comfortable doing what they're already familiar with. You have focused your life primarily on services, important services like business capital loans and maybe credit card processing. And I walked into the coffee shop the other day and flipped your credit card processing line on the lady. and she ate it hook, line, and sinker. So I know it works, and I'm in awe of you because you're giving professionals a lot easier entry into becoming a network marketing professional, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, thank you. You know, one of the things, about 15 years ago, maybe a little longer, I received a call from a guy who, I ran into him, he was one of my wife's coworkers. He was getting involved in network marketing, not our company, and I ran into him about 6 months later. I said, hey, how you been? And how's he goes, doing great, I'm making 10 grand a month. And I said, you're making 10 grand a month after 6 months? And he said, yeah. And immediately my head started going, okay, I've heard that a million times. Let's do a little digging. I said, really, you got a nice team growing? He goes, no, I don't have a team. I said, you don't have a team and you're making $10,000 a month. And he said, yeah, I love the product. I've got 370 customers. And I said, that's awesome. And he really was making 10 grand a month from personal customers alone. He still is. It's been 15 years. It's a little higher. And so it's interesting because he wasn't in it to build a team. He says, I'm a professional. I don't want to build an organization. I love the product. I want to promote it. I never lost sight of that vision in my head of what if we could get everyone to think like him and get a bunch of customers. Well, we all know in network marketing, it's very difficult. Not difficult, but one of the challenges is people building teams and coaching that team and helping that team be a productive revenue producing organization. And so I've always wanted to create a product line that someone could make full-time income just by marketing the product or service without having to build a team, yet allow them to build a team. So that's where the business services came from, is there's a lot of people who join our business to market our business services because they can make full-time money just by marketing the services. They're business services, B2B services. So there's a larger ticket item. There's, you know, business loan. One loan can be a full-time living, just like a mortgage or real estate. You know, there's larger items. So it's not a $30 item that may only pay $7 or $8. Nothing wrong with that. But that gentleman I told you about, he'd done it that way, right? So there's ways to do it with business services or consumer products. I mean, literally, when I was involved with ACN years ago, I had a contest that I had to reach a certain level, and I needed 680 customers between Thursday and Monday. I called a buddy, and the two of us went out, and we got 680 customers personally in those 4 days. And nobody believes it except the guys at corporate ACN because we gave them all the orders. And the reason was we just sat out there and talked to clients at the phone company coming to pay their bill. We knew we could do it. It's a matter of flipping the switch and staying until you get it done. Everyone watching this who wants to be full-time in network marketing, you can do it through an organization. Yeah, you can hope and you can impact and you can promote and you can lead and all that and make an impact, but you can guarantee it immediately by customers alone getting out there and getting hundreds of customers. Most don't want to do it, but you can do it. You drive Uber 50 hours a week to make $2,000 a week, or you can go get customers after customers after customers after customers per year and make $50,000 a year on your personal customers alone and build a group. Business services just make it a lot easier.
When you're dropping people right where they want to be, which I'm completely in agreement with, and teaching people to embrace the network marketing model is what we're going to talk about after the break, because these people are consummate professionals at it, and I want to talk about that. So again, we are the Network Marketing Leadership Show. Thank you, Ted Anderson, yet one more time. I appreciate you keeping us on, and please don't kick us off the air because we love you. We'll be back right after this. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The time is ticking for lawmakers on Capitol Hill to come together on another coronavirus relief bill before the end of the year. Both the Congress and Senate will be on Thanksgiving recess next week. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow believes a targeted package is needed.
We are working on repurposing unused funds for exactly that. Yes, targeted, not $3 trillion. Stuff like small businesses, airlines perhaps, restaurants, just those targets.
Kudlow speaking there on Fox News. Meanwhile, President Trump says,
Big Pharma ran millions of dollars of negative advertisements against me during the campaign, which I won, by the way. But
those comments at the White House, as President Trump also says he's lowering drug prices for millions of Americans across the country. This is USA Radio News. The teen accused of killing two people during the Kenosha riots is released on bail.
Kyle Rittenhouse is accused of killing two people and wounding a third during riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin. He was released from police custody on $2 million bail. On Friday, the 17-year-old left the Kenosha County Jail around 2 p.m. after his attorneys posted bond, which was funded by an online campaign. Rittenhouse has spent the past 2 months in custody on murder charges. He claims he fired his weapon in self-defense after hearing what he thought was a shot fired at him. 35-year-old Josh Zeminski has since admitted to firing that shot, but only as a warning to rioters closing in on his home. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
A manhunt is underway in Wisconsin for the gunman who opened fire at Mayfair Mall, which is just west of Milwaukee today. The mayor of Wauwatosa confirming several people were injured and taken to the hospital. All are expected to survive. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And we're back. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault, and the one and only Salmon Attired, David Rutz. And this guy is a rock star. Not only does he understand business, he understands embracing the model of network marketing. And he believes, like I believe, that this is the greatest profession in the world. And if it's not getting done right, you have to do it yourself to get it done right. Because if you're waiting for somebody to make your life easier in this business, it's probably never going to happen. So you build it the way you want to be successful. And I've watched you do that, David, from marketing to leadership to training. I'm telling you, if I don't see you 10 times a day doing a different job, it's unbelievable. Look at that. I love myself so much, I'm listening to me. It's unbelievable. So anyway, I don't know why the volume just turned on. But the fact of the matter is, everybody, you want to learn from this guy. Back to David Rutz. Back to the embracing the network marketing model. What's that all about for you, David? Is that what you try to do with your people?
Absolutely. You know, again, it comes. I like to reduce it to the ridiculous that is, do you believe in what you have? Then learn how to share it. Share it well and share it often. And that comes down to the income opportunity as well. And it doesn't matter if you look at your, again, if you were recruited to work for McDonald's marketing their franchise, you're going to learn what's great about it. The system's great. The profit's great. The product's great. The research and development's great. You're going to learn how to tell that story. Or you believe McDonald's is bad for people and you could never market McDonald's franchise. So, you know, when you believe in what you have, it doesn't matter how great I think the business is or Tom or Adrian does or McDonald's corporate does. If you believe McDonald's food is bad for people, you can't sell the franchises. And guess what? If you don't believe your product is amazing for people or your service, it's going to be hard to build a network of distributors. But when you do, could you stop anyone from promoting something they believe in? You don't have to pay them when they believe in it. So I believe the industry of network marketing, when owners get that they have to have an internal reality that is unique so that the outside perception is, you know, is what we make of it. But the internal reality better be amazing. And if the internal reality is amazing, then it's the job of all the representatives to make sure the outside perception matches. And when those two things come together, you have momentum in a company. You can have a great outside perception with a horrible internal reality, grow and slow and then fall. Or you can have a great inside reality and a horrible outside perception and grow slow. It's when those two come together. So our job as network marketers is to identify companies that we personally believe in the inside, the internal reality of what it is, and then we get behind it with everything we got to make sure that outside perception, the stories we're telling, we tell them well and we tell them often. That's all network marketing is, in my opinion.
That's exactly what it is. And where I want to get to is, what's it take for you to be successful at network marketing? Because I guarantee you there's some issue with your company you don't agree with. They don't do something right. And it's going to take all you got. Because if you're waiting for your company, you're late. If you're waiting for your upline, you're late. The only thing that you can do is unbelievably personally develop yourself and do that rigorous self-inquiry where people, you know, and I look at every conversation I have with people and if there's a breakdown, why don't they love me? Why don't they trust me? Why don't they feel safe with me? Why don't they feel they belong with me? That's the criteria, because I'm telling you, if you've got all four of those, people are going to follow you anywhere. And if you don't have all four of those, it's not about the product or the comp plan. It's about you and your relationship with them. And that's where the work comes from, is fixing that. So you've got this tribe of absolute magicians that want to build something giant inside of your and their congruent vision. And what you've done, David Rutz, at a level I cannot believe is that. And I want to acknowledge and thank you for that.
Well, thank you. And, you know, Jim Rohn always said, you can blame the government, you can blame the economy, you can blame the direction of the winds, you can blame the seas, you can blame all that. That's the convenient thing to do. But unfortunately, that isn't the reality at the root of whether we're making it or not making it in life. The good news is, our size of our bank account is not predicated by our smarts or our talents, but sometimes our excuses and our reasons why we're not making it are influenced by the company, the brochure, the website not working right. All those things influence us. And like Jim Rohn says, you can't change the direction of the winds, but you can reset your sails. And it's all of us resetting our sails daily because everything around us changes. Well, how do you learn to reset your sails? It's all personal growth, like Tom said. We got to change inside so that we're not affected as much by the outside. Change inside so we're not affected as much by the outside, because any business ownership, doesn't matter network marketing or not, I've owned businesses traditional, I've owned network marketing, they're identical. Identical as far as the challenges you're going to have. The difference is it's a lot easier to build and sustain a network marketing organization than the traditional company.
That's totally right. And we're in this grand experiment right now, right, where everybody, you want to talk about the winds going in a direction that nobody saw coming. 2020 is that year. And
yeah,
there's a lot of people out there that maybe we talked to a guy named Jerry Colonna earlier today, who was talking about how there was this illusion that the world is sort of fixed in a certain way, and all these things that we all thought we could hang our hat on about the stability of the world and the stability of all of these environments and systems around us are turning out not to have been so set in stone as we thought before. And a lot of people are waking up to the fact that they have a choice to make about how they're going to respond when reality doesn't cooperate with, you know, what they thought was going to happen. And we have, I think, an incredible moment for network marketing professionals to talk to people about, you know, who maybe never would have considered this profession in the past because, you know, things were too stable and too certain in on the other side of the fence. And now that certainty is not there anymore, that this becomes a much more attractive conversation, don't you think?
Absolutely. All along, you know, this just proves, right, when there's big layoffs or when the economy takes a dive, people jump in our industry more because when the economy is going rough, usually our companies do well. You know, we're really recession proof. I would just say, you know, for anyone who's on that fence or thinking about it, or they're already in, but maybe they're not giving it everything. They're like Tom said, he was uncomfortable approaching Denise. I'm never comfortable interrupting someone about my business. That's never comfortable, but I've gotten comfortable with the benefit of me doing that to them, what they're going to get out of this interruption. I'll interrupt them. And I'll do it politely and kindly, like Tom said, we'll have a discussion because I know in the end, my heart really does want to help them. But if you're thinking about this, there's a lot of people in our industry that have, unfortunately, have caused some people to not look highly at our industry. But that doesn't matter what business you're in that exists. But it doesn't matter about that. That's the wind out there. That's, again, grow inside. That outside stuff doesn't matter as much. But take from that knowledge and wisdom as you go forward out there, knowing that you're not in a thing where you get people into a thing who get people into a thing who get people into a thing. That should be ridiculed. You are in a business where you've got a supplier called your company that's done research and development to create some of the finest products or services on the planet. And they're going to spend money, millions of dollars on operations and facilities and employees as your supplier. And all you get to do is learn about the product and service enough to say, I'm going to build a darn good distribution network of people who are going to take from our supplier, our company, and promote it through our network of distributors, just like McDonald's did. Everyone goes, oh, I wish I could be Ray Kroc. The McDonald's brothers, man, they're the ones who started it. Ray Kroc took from a supplier called McDonald's and turned it into what we all know as McDonald's. You get to be Ray Kroc.
Wow.
But you can't become Ray Kroc thinking, like, I'm just going to get a few. You got to look at it and say, how do I get this product? How do I make a massive impact with this product? I got to create a simple system of promoting these products and recruiting other people who learn how to promote these products and recruit other people. And then lead that group. Let the supplier take care of supply. Your corporate take care of all that. You take care of inspiring, encouraging, motivating, and training, and the rest of history.
And all of you can do that. And I think about it. I walk in restaurants all the time, and the waitress just walks up and snarls at me. It just blows my mind to get to walk into a restaurant as a waiter or a waitress. You have no responsibility except take my order, deliver my food, smile at me, and you get paid 20% minimum. And a restaurant owner didn't make that much money, and he's got all the problems that go along with it. It's almost the same as network marketing. Here you walk in, you give them your money. Those poor people that own your company have all this stuff they got to worry about. You are just in charge of the point of sale. And you get to walk in for $500 or whatever it costs to join your business and actually control your destiny and do it the best you can to compete with everybody else that's probably doing it poorly. It's the opportunity of a lifetime. And the biggest question is, are you up to it? And the reason I think that corporate America people, and Adrian's going to get pissed off at me right now, the reason I think that corporate America people hate it so bad is because they suck at it. And the reason they suck at it is because they've been so used to standing on other people's heads to climb the ladder, and now they're in a business where they got to pull everybody up with them, and it's so opposite what they've ever done, they usually fail and blame somebody. Because you don't get to slit somebody's throat. You got to make everybody better, and that's a whole new thought process. So that's my rant on that.
You had to be okay if most corporate people suck on it. Slitting throats and standing on heads, maybe I'm not.
I had to do it.
Maybe. The kernel of truth in that is, man, it is hard. You know, it's hard. I led a big team in a corporate America job, and it's hard enough to lead people when you can fire them if they don't do what you want them to do. You can't fire anybody in network marketing, so you really have to lead and motivate people, and that is not an easy skill to acquire on a high level, and it often requires some unlearning of things that you learned along the way in the corporate world, in my case certainly, and But it's also, once you get into it, man, so my job is to make these people have fun and appreciate them and love them, like, you know.
Kind of like the Bible says. What a concept.
Yeah, no, it's an amazing deal. So
the pride of the corporate world, when I came out of it, I was ignorant to what some may say. And then when I started hearing this pyramid thing, and my pride took a hit first. But then again, I had to set that aside because the reason why mattered more than the naysayers. But what's interesting, Adrian, Tom, is in the corporate world, there's only so many slots, right? So we're all competing to that same traffic jam. We're all competing for that. And in this world, you don't get to the top without having people go to a rank first. And you're better off if they pass you and go to other ranks, right? But I think that one of the interesting things about this is I got friends who build their fantasy football teams and they recruit the best people. And there's many people watching this during the day drafting teams. You get to build your own roster in your network marketing company, the finest people out there. There's nothing that says you got to recruit a bunch of people who are lazy. I don't want to recruit lazy people. There's nothing that says build a team of people who don't want to do it and motivate them. There's nothing that says to do that. What it says is find people who are hungry, who have those nitty-gritty reasons why they want it, who believe also like you believe, and encourage the heck out of them, and build a roster of performers. And that's what we're all trying to achieve. So we're always in the recruiting world, not because we're trying to get people in to make a check on them. It's because we're always looking to find people to give this amazing opportunity to. And that's the roster you can build. So draft that type fantasy team rather than that football team.
You're right. We got to take a break. Otherwise, Ted Anderson's going to fire me. We'll be back right after this.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault, and the one and only David Rutz. David, how do people get a hold of you?
The best way is email David at davidallencapital.com, David at davidallen, A-L-L-E-N, capital.com, or, of course, on Facebook, David Rutz out of Milford, Michigan.
Milford, Michigan. I'd love to live in Milford, Michigan. That's a pretty cool place.
A lot like Longmont.
Huh?
So a lot like Longmont.
Okay, I have to read this texter. He looks like a football player. I can't understand why he played lacrosse. Can you ask him? Yeah, I'll ask him. Those little limpers. I just, every time I see Rutz, because he's this, you guys have got to meet him. He looks like a movie star. He's built like a pyramid. He weighs about 300 pounds of solid muscle. And he was a lacrosse player.
Have you seen lacrosse played?
I don't know what you flip it. You flip it with your wrist.
He's thinking of field hockey, I think, but that's all right.
Cross hard? Is it a sporty?
They hit each other a little bit.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, I'm off. I don't even know what lacrosse is. I'm sorry. All right. Well, he's in.
Maybe you can play the catch with a lacrosse ball with him next.
We'll play a little lacrosse with our limb tossing wrists. Yeah.
That's very cute. So anyway, David, having you on this show has been one of my, I mean, that's a bucket list deal for me. I have got so much respect for you and all of you people watching. He's a mentor to so many people, and he's got unbelievable knowledge across all fronts of business, not just network marketing. So do reach out to him. And no matter what company you're in, this is a network marketer's network marketer. He understands the game. He understands how it's played. He understands why it's played. He understands what it takes to get to the top. So hook up with him and just meet him, because he's, don't we love him?
Unbelievable. And what I really admire is that I think it's rare. You are the total package. You're great at the front of the room. You are consistent in leading on a daily, weekly, you know, you show up day in and day out. You're there for your team. But the thing that I always notice about you is every time I'm around you, you are the guy who is out there making things happen for other people when nobody's looking, and that's really the sign of a leader, don't you think?
Yeah, and you're doing it. You're washing. Not only are you up there at the top of the company, you're also down there packing the boxes and building the websites and doing everything that it takes. And I'll never forget, about a month ago, one of your sites looked like terrible. And you're going, and I didn't notice it because I don't even know what a terrible looking site looks like, but you did. And you posted this post, this does not look right. Don't do anything until I get this thing fixed. And you actually told your crew that, because you've got that much integrity. You told them it wasn't right, it needed to be fixed, and then you went and fixed it, which doesn't happen. Everybody just waits and passes the buck. What I love about you, David, is, man, the buck stops with you. And leadership, the recognition, the edification, what you do is unbelievable, and thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you both saying that. And Tom, I think you're the super glue of this industry, not just in your company, but all over the industry. Adrian, you're following in Dad's footsteps, but you're making them much larger. And Dad's now trying to catch up to you in many ways. I love the contact mapping app. Thanks for creating it and sharing it. And I know that's not the portion of the show, but I'm looking forward to seeing that community. It was a community that I was in, a little training center that helped me overcome all the naysayers that I was recruiting. I had my community of people who believed. They weren't in my team. They weren't in my upline or my downline. They were the community, though. And we don't have those virtual we don't have those physical training centers, but we can have a virtual one. And I love the community you've built. I can't wait to get into it.
Well, you're going to be building a mighty network on your own. I saw you writing all that down when we were talking.
I know. Done.
That was so cute. But you know what? It's all it is. And if you guys ever want to know what we correlate, everything, you know, you look at Alcoholics Anonymous. No leaders. Everybody with a common problem, everybody with a common solution, sitting in there not judging each other, just loving each other to the solution. That's what we're trying to create. Across network marketing, across humanity, there is enough anger. Let them have it. We want to bring and leave love in, right?
That's totally right. And I think it's so much stronger when it's bigger than any one company. I think it's so much stronger when it's bigger than just network marketing. When you bring in, you know, a network marketer is going to learn from a guy who's in real estate, who's going to learn from a lady who's in insurance sales, who's going to learn from somebody who's in the nonprofit space, and we're going to bring these ideas together, and we're all going to get stronger and better together, and we're going to support each other, and we're going to have fun when we do it, and we're going to feel like we have a place to belong, and all that stuff. That's the antidote to fear. That's the antidote to all the crap that is happening out there in the world right now. That every time you go on, you know, normal social media or turn on the TV, you're just instantly, like, you just tense up because the world feels like a dark place right now if you are allowing those messages to come into you. But the world is a beautiful, bright place if you know where to look and you're a part of that movement, and that's what we're trying to do.
In AA, they tell you to go to 90 meetings in 90 days. So what I want you to do is go to the contact mapping community group for 90 meetings in 90 days. 90 days in a row. Do you know why that's important? The election will be over. You will not be completely buried in all this absolute whatever you call it, either side of the table. You're going to be immersed in people just trying to make the world a better place. And it starts with a guy like David Russ. David at davidalvincapital.com or find him on Facebook. There cannot be many people from Milford, Michigan. You'll find them. Put David Rutz, and then put Milford, Michigan, then put Salmon, then put Lacrosse, and he'll show up. Love you, David, very, very much.
Love you, too. Thanks for having me on the show, guys.
Love you.
Next week, Jim Pack.
You, too.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.